May the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly joining you from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio for today's daily message of hope. On Fridays, the Church commends us to the beautiful practice of considering and meditating upon the Passion of Jesus, his suffering and death, especially his death on the cross. Today is traditionally a day of penance. We are commended to the traditional practice of abstaining from eating meat, and yet outside of Lent, we are given the option of substituting that practice of penance for some other form of mortification. This idea of doing penance on Fridays is an opportunity for each one of us to live a deeper appreciation for and in a deeper union with the reality of Jesus' death on the cross, a death that is an expression of his love. He died on the cross out of love for us. And in the suffering of Jesus on Good Friday, each of us is confronted with a powerful reality, the depth of our Father's love for each one of us. As we are on this Friday in the month of May, we also have the opportunity to consider the role of Our Lady on the Friday, that Good Friday, how Our Lady responded, how she remained present, how she exhibited her virtue of fortitude. Of all of the beautiful quotes about the Blessed Virgin Mary, when it comes to living the fullness of the Christian life on a Friday and considering Our Lady's role and the role of a Christian's life on Friday, I like to think of that quote from St. Ambrose, beautiful doctor of the Church. St. Ambrose, in writing about the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Passion of our Lord Jesus, St. Ambrose said, "I have read in the Scriptures that she stood, but I have not read that she wept." St. Ambrose is seeking to direct the attention of our minds and hearts to that fortitude, that strength of the Blessed Virgin Mary. On Calvary, Golgotha, at the foot of the cross, Our Lady was there on the front lines of a very real battle between the culture of life and the culture of death, between the city of God and the city of man, between the reality of hope and an environment of despair. And when St. Ambrose offers those beautiful words, "I have read that she stood, I have not read that she wept," he's using the words of the New Testament, the four Gospels to be exact, as his foundation for that. In each of the Gospels, when it comes to the Passion narrative, when they describe Our Lady, they're highlighting how she's at the foot of the cross. She's standing there at the foot of the cross with the other women disciples, and St. John. She is there. She's standing. She's exhibiting that strength. From where does she have that strength, if not her faith? Her faith in the truth that is before her, God in the flesh, her Son, Jesus. We have to remember that the crucifixion would not shake Mary's memory into somehow thinking that everything she experienced at his conception, the incarnation, that which took place during the Annunciation, was somehow inaccurate. Or remember the words of Simeon, of what he spoke to Our Lady when she was bringing the Christ child up the steps of the temple for the rites of her purification and his presentation. "A sword shall pierce your heart." She didn't think for a second that all of those things were incorrect or fallacies just because her son was on the cross. She realized, she knew the price that would have to be paid by one who is totally pure, totally good, totally love. She realized what price he would have to pay to save us from ourselves. And in that moment where he, her son, would have to pay that price, she stood with incredible strength, incredible determination, so that we, her other children, would know also how to be strong, so that we would also know how to be men and women of hope, of faith, and of love, that our reality of Jesus would be built upon truth, not emotions, not excitement, not sorrow, but on truth. God in the flesh dwells among us. And from that reality, we find incredible hope. We find an incredible opportunity, a reason to go on. When the heart of Jesus was pierced by a lance while he hung on the cross, blood and water poured forth from his pierced side. Our Lady was there. She understood the price that had to be paid. She understood what would have to happen so as to break open the hearts of many people. And she loved us so much that she realized she had to stand. She had to stand strong. She had to stay strong. Because as our mother, she wanted us to see how best we are called to live, how best we are called to pray, how best we are called to persevere. It's important because in every one of our lives, we have that passion moment, that moment of the crucifixion, where we feel ourselves at our breaking point. The week has now come to an end. It's Friday afternoon. Most of us will be done for the week. We're heading home, perhaps, leaving the stress of the work environment behind, looking forward to going home, looking forward to the weekend. But the reality of truth is still there. God in the flesh dwells among us. He paid a price so that we may have hope, so that we may have faith, so that we may have love. And as if that wasn't enough, one of the greatest gifts the Holy Trinity could give us is the example and the person of the Blessed Virgin Mary, not just as an example to follow, but as a mother to love, to be loved by her as our mother, to follow her as our queen, to be filled with this deep sense of hope, to never lose track of time and never take for granted the gift of time, to realize that with every passing day, there's something new for us to consider about the Lord. There's a new depth to his love that we can make our own. There's a new dimension to the reality of the love between a mother and a son that we can appreciate and enter into and be formed by. On this Friday in the month of May, we are called to consider the great depth, the great price that had to be paid by the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh on the cross, and to not allow his love for us to go unnoticed or to be taken for granted, but rather, learning from the example of Our Lady, to appreciate it, to be filled with gratitude for everything that the Lord has done, to bring our Lord and his passion into every dimension of our lives, to offer up that child or that parent or that spouse or that family member who struggles to believe, who struggles to have hope, who struggles to love, to bring them to Jesus on the cross through Mary, who stands at the foot of the cross, exhibiting the strength that comes from having a beautiful, life-giving faith. If we have a burden on our mind or in our hearts, we find it difficult or challenging, today is the day we are called to go to Jesus on the cross, to place our burdens there at the foot of the cross, and to notice how it is not just he and I, but there is another who is there, the mother, our mother, the woman whom we know is Mary. In this month of May, we are called to consider in every passing day the beautiful role she plays in our life, how she's able to inspire us to be more faithful to Jesus Christ, either held in her arms as a newborn infant, or while she's gazing upon her son as he's hanging on the cross, or still yet again as he's placed in her arms again after he's taken down from the cross, how she's always a woman of hope. She's always a disciple filled with faith. It is never about merely her and the Lord, but it's always about the drama of divine love. And how blessed are we that she invites us to participate in the love affair she has with God. How blessed are we to be able to take note of her strength, of her fortitude, to learn how to persevere, how to have hope. This is Father Stosh Daily, and this is your daily message of hope brought to you by St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
The Catholic Record Society is pleased to offer you this moment in the history of the Diocese of Columbus, presented by Monsignor Robert Noon. To learn more about the history of our diocese and the Catholic Record Society, please visit the diocesan website at colsdioc.org.
In the 1870s, abandoned children were being left at the doorsteps of convents in Columbus. Bishop Sylvester Rosecrans wanted to provide for them but had no orphanage. In 1874, a knock at his door brought word that the Sisters of St. Francis of Penance and Christian Charity had arrived in town and were asking to visit him. The gracious bishop went to them at once and listened to their story. Driven from Germany by the anti-Catholic Kulturkampf, they were looking for a home. They had visited Buffalo, but its bishop rejected them. Bishop Rosecrans engaged them at once to run an orphanage in Columbus. Then the sisters heard that Buffalo would receive them after all. They founded a mother house at Stella Niagara, New York. But they remembered the kindness of Bishop Rosecrans and came to manage St. Vincent's Orphan Asylum here in 1875. For many decades, they ran other schools and institutions here, all because of the kindness of the first bishop of Columbus.